And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Hello, welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on this beautiful monsoon Tuesday afternoon. Wasn't it absolutely great? I tell you, the story is, so monsoons, we went to the 4th of July, and all of us out in Prescott Valley had a marvelous time out at the park. Even my good friend Link showed up, and all the kids were having a great time on the bouncy houses and the water slides and everything. Great music with Five in the Wheel. Lots of activities going on. Penny's Place serving up some awesome burgers and hot dogs. But we had a great time out there. But then again, always sitting behind us is worrying about fire danger and being safe out there. So that was Wednesday. Then fast forward to Friday. So I took the day off just because I worked all day 4th of July. So I thought I'm taking Friday off. So I met a good friend of mine, and we're sitting down there in the patio of El Gato Azul. Now, what should happen when you're out having a wonderful afternoon lunch when it hasn't rained a drop in months? Rained. So we figured that we brought the rain by having this afternoon lunch on a wonderful patio when it started out to being beautiful and sunshiny, and then the clouds came in. And you should have heard everybody cheered when those first raindrops, which was all well and good, and we sat there for quite a while, you know, kind of the little sprinkles and coming through the trees. You weren't too wet until it got harder. And then we said, well, it's time to go a little bit inside or under the overhang, and we still had a wonderful afternoon watching it rain, and everybody was happy, and since then it's rained every day. And we can use it, and we need it. And Link and I were just going over the weather report for the next few days, deciding if we're going to wash the dogs or not. And it's going to rain every day. You know, it doesn't rain every minute of every day, but we do have the rain plan and forecast coming in, you know, at some time, at some point, every day through the next week. So we're really excited. We're really glad. Hopefully they'll be able to lift those fire restrictions soon. But again, there's a certain amount of moisture that's required in order for them to lift those fire restrictions. And then when we get to that point, I'm sure you all will be the first one to hear about it when our Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority, our Prescott Fire, our Chino Valley Fire, and all of our local fire agencies will announce that it is now safe to go out and play in the forest. So yay! So there is summertime, plenty of time for summer ahead of us. Great show going for us today. We got, oh, Mike Paredes. He's the executive director for the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. What is he doing now? I mean, things are going on and it's so busy and we're growing over there. So he's going to give us what he's got happening and maybe some secrets, maybe not, but you'll find out what he's been up to. Along with Juliana Goswick, who is the president and CEO of Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. We've got a new friend in Prescott Valley, Juan Garcia. He is the new director over there in a Prescott Valley satellite office. So we'll be visiting with him and hearing what's going on and what the plans are, helping our littles over in Prescott Valley. Chamber Spotlight on Business, my dear friend Roger Barton. Badger Roofing, isn't this a perfect time for Roger to come on and talk about, you know, about your roof? You might be noticing now that you should have looked at it a couple months ago. But anyway, we're going to be talking about roofing and with Roger. And Farmers Agency Daniel Martinez is joining us. You know, if you have some of those problems, maybe your insurance company need to be looking at what company you're with. And Daniel's with us today on Chamber Spotlight on Business. So we're glad you're joining us. Staying dry, we hope. Here, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Did you know Arizona is the epicenter of drug trafficking in the United States? And our state has the most drug-related arrests on America's broken border? Listen as Representative David Schweiker talks about the need to take action.
The bad guys are being creative. They're finding other ways to exploit people, to exploit narcotics, drugs into our country.
Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweiker are working to keep the drugs and criminals out and Arizona families safe. Fighting in Congress to fully fund President Donald Trump's wall to secure our border. Listen to Representative Martha McSally.
We've got to build a wall to actually secure the border.
Call Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert at 202-224-3121 and tell them to keep fighting to fully fund President Trump's wall. A strong border means safer Arizona families. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
All right, there you go.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Mike Paredes. He is the Executive Director of Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation, my neighbor in our building there, and also one of the partners we work closely with to make sure that we have business taken care of in Prescott Valley. How you doing, Mike?
Very well, Marnie.
Good.
Very
yeah, let's
well.
Move
Thank
the mic.
Much.
I can't see your
yeah.
face.
I'm talking
I want to
the
look
mic.
Into your eyes.
Yeah.
At least we can see here.
All is good.
All is good. So, is hey, good. Rain's nice, isn't it?
Very nice. Very nice. I
yeah.
like it when the temperature drops.
Oh, boy,
it's not
it
that
did.
It's not that fun when you're stuck in I-17 with water.
No, and you know, I was down in Happy Valley area, mm-hmm. you know, north that off
sure,
of the
sure,
desert,
the
Sonora mm-hmm. Desert, and left there as a niece's party down there, and I left there, it was 112 degrees.
Yeah.
So I took a picture, obviously,
sure, sure, sure.
you know,
sure,
you have
sure,
to
sure.
rub it in. Took a picture there of my heat temperature gauge. I get back up here, by the time I got home, 81 degrees.
And that's why we're here.
And that's why we're here. I took a picture. I sent it back to my family and right. said, hello.
Yes.
That's
and
why
this is
I'm
why,
here.
And this is why. That is correct, Marnie.
Yes. And then in the rain, of course, yeah. the rain comes in and it makes
sure.
it all the even nicer.
Oh, very much. Very
so
much
what do so. You got going on here? Let's talk about what you do, first of all. It's been a while
well,
since you've been
I
on
am,
the show.
I am the executive director of the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. We are neighbors. I'm on the back side of that building at the chamber. So
or the front side, depending
the
on
front
how
side,
you
yeah,
look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You have a better view than I do.
Yeah. So I am charged with creating jobs, base jobs. Base jobs are those in the industrial manufacturing sector. And so my job is to be out there promoting and marketing the area for these types of companies to relocate them from wherever they're from into Prescott Valley, into our region. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to make that not only pitch, but that economic and financial sense that why Prescott Valley is the awesome place to set up shop.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Do you have specific industries you target, or do you cast a wide net?
It's a wide net, but all in the industrial manufacturing sector. So that okay. can be anything from machine shops to CNC, CNC manufacturing.
What's CNC?
CNC is it's a specific machine that.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah.
Somebody might know out there. Okay.
And so it's a long process when you're working with these companies. I usually spend a lot of time and budget in Southern California, for obvious reasons. For those of you who have lived and worked in California, it can be a little burdensome when it comes to. Cost.
Well, they're kind of known for not being business friendly.
Yeah, and business friendly. And so, Prescott Valley is very business friendly. Everything from our leadership to our representation to our business leaders around the community. And so they've seen that. And that is what I market when I sit down with these company owners and CEOs outside of the state of Arizona. And we make the best case to invest here in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm. And you have been successful.
I have. Uh-huh. We have.
I always say I didn't take the credit for it.
We target those between 5 employees to about 75 employees or so. That is our niche. We do very well. We support it with some strong labor force and education systems here in Prescott Valley. So it's very conducive to that type of industry.
Right.
Anything from aerospace to a lot of them are suppliers and manufacturers to the larger industrial manufacturing around the country.
So what does it take to woo a particular company to relocate to a specific, let's say, to Prescott Valley?
It takes proper and direct data that allows you to sell the region. It takes face to face. They still like, beyond the social media and the 2018 way of doing business, these types of companies really like the face-to-face. Mm. Hence why I spend a lot of time there. And so, but one, it takes data. It takes a definite business, sense community that allows for that type of business to be successful, meaning taxes, meaning proper land prices, building costs. A overall strategy when working with workforce and the education sector to make sure that they are able to supply proper and skilled labor today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So you're not an island. So how do you bring together? You work with other partners to provide that overall comprehensive package that say this is why you should move here.
Yeah.
It takes partnerships.
Yeah, overall, everything from the Arizona Commerce Authority, which is the governor's office of economic development, and I work with their staff in Los Angeles, and whenever I'm down in Southern California, they meet me either down in Orange County or up in L.A. or out in San Bernardino or Riverside area, and they do a very good job because when I set up meetings, they come to the table as well, and this is where I work with them in terms of if they qualify for any type of tax credits or incentives from the state. And those are the tools that we have in our toolbox that allow us to make a pitch beyond the normal stuff that I do is, well, look, if I'm able to have this type of tax incentive because of the type of manufacturing or the location of the state, because we're still considered rural here in Prescott Valley. So there's certain incentives to foment capital investment in this part of the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wish list, dream, the ultimate. If you had everything that you had that could build a business, what would it be? What would it look like?
Me personally?
Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at attracting a business here, what do you see as like the magic poof, say, if I have this, they would come.
Whatever we have. Oh, definitely. Oh, most definitely. Yes. Industrial space.
Industrial space.
Industrial
okay.
space. Uh-huh. Industrial space. Again, what we see in residential homes, the supply and demand.
So buildings.
Existing buildings.
Right. Okay. Existing,
that's exactly what we need.
And what particular size?
Up to about 35, 45,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. That is our niche. The types of companies that I work with, that's the range that they're looking for.
Right.
And so, that would be a magic aspect, asset to have in this area.
And
this is nationwide.
Right.
For many years, there were a lot of existing inventory because the economy hasn't bounced back. The economy is now back up to getting up back up to par, whatever that par level is.
Mm-hmm.
And so guess what? You know, supply and demand starts diminishing.
Okay, so you're going to have people that are listening. They'll say, well, we've got existing buildings. We've got, you know, the empty Kmart building. We got the empty, you know, Albertsons.
Those are commercial buildings.
And so do those fit your what you can use them for? Or are they?
More than likely, no.
No.
Because I need more of the industrial zoning.
Right, okay.
The industrial zonings are classified under the town of Prescott Valley of those M1, M2, M3, which is the manufacturing designation under the code and the town of Prescott Valley. So I will never put a manufacturer on Glassford Hill Road.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Right, right. Uh-huh. And people wouldn't want that.
You know, my job is to locate them where they're supposed to be located in industrial areas where they've been designated in the overall master plan.
And we have those in Prescott Valley.
We have various ones around the region.
Right.
We have various ones around the region. And so depending on the type and the type of land and price and location where they want to be, you know, my job is to take them around. And my job is to have them here physically so they can see, so they can enjoy the rain, enjoy the sun, enjoy the people, enjoy the restaurants that they're here while they're here, and show them around the different industrial parks and the different owners.
Right. So if people are listening and saying, well, I've got, you know, an uncle that's in California. He's got a little, you know, small manufacturing office and business. And I'd like to see them move out of California and be close to family.
Right.
Good place to connect them is with you.
Connect with me. 928-775-0032.
And your website?
My website is www.pvedf.com.
And again,
it's the acronym for Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. So www.pvedf.com.
And you're located right behind the chamber,
which is
7120 Pavway, the Coyman Business Building. And
that is correct.
You can stop by and visit. So you have a ton of information,
I
data
do. I do.
That people can pick up.
I do. And if they're interested, we can always connect to them via social media, via email, or we hope they do stop by.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times they stop by your office first, and then you refer them over to me. So we are awesome partners in that aspect, and so we hope to continue that partnership, and we do an awesome job at it.
Well, I think we have a great trio here with myself in the Prescott Valley Chamber, you with PBEDF, and then Ben Hooper with the town of Prescott Valley. Each one of us have different pieces that we work on in economic development supporting our business community, but together we're like the three musketeers.
Yeah. Visions and missions in terms of why we're here and what our goals and missions are within our own offices. And at the end of the day, you know, we promote the area.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from small business to the large manufacturers. And then we're all part of this community. So then that's what we do.
And we do it, I have to say, well. Oh, we do it well.
Very much.
But you know, you pull together a team of Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation. One more time, your website and phone number.
www.pvedf.com and 928-775-0032.
Okay. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Great things going on here. So we're going to take a short break. You listen to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A, rainyday.com.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burn and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is, oh my gosh, my dear friend Juliana Goswick. She is the president and CEO of Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. And also, my new amigo, director Juan Garcia.
Hola.
He's joining us now, fairly new to Big Brothers Big Sisters, Juan?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
I just started in May, and it's a privilege for me to be part of Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Well, I'll tell you it is. I mean, the work they do, providing working bigs and littles and making kids and difference in lives, and I mean, we've been talking about this for years, but what I'm excited about is we now have a satellite office in Prescott Valley, and that's your gig, right?
That's correct.
Excellent.
Yes, the location will be in Luce Drive and Robert Road.
Okay.
And it's right in the corner. Everybody can see the sign. In the future, we're going to have the sign, and it's great parking lot where they can park and they can visit us and they can find a safe place.
Well, and I like the fact you're in Prescott Valley. Juliana's been on the show many times, and we talk about how important the need is for the matches in Prescott Valley. The kids are there, right, Juliana?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a long time coming, Marnie.
Yes.
It's so wonderful to have this next phase of Big Brothers Big Sisters in an area of such growth, tremendous growth in Prescott Valley. And, you know, I want you to hear a little bit more of Juan's story, but this really comes from a vision from the board and our staff of 10% annual growth. It's part of our 5-year strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to diversify the youth we serve and have a great need to grow and to meet the needs in our community. So to do that, we had this vision of opening up a Prescott Valley office in the heart of a Hispanic community, hiring a match advisor who could tend to those relationships and build trust out there and really grow our matches and recruit mentors, Hispanic mentors, to build quality matches. Mm-hmm. So this is part of our dream and our vision of this next phase of our agency. And we met at Department of Child Services, and I'll lead Juan into that conversation.
Sure. Juliana showed up one day to one of our case managers meetings to present Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And when I was hearing the importance of a mentor to these children, and I was serving these children that they were in difficult circumstances living in foster homes and needing a role model in their lives, I thought to myself that I wanted to be part of matching these children with a mentor, with a role model, which I experience with these children in with these behaviors and real need for a mentor.
Right.
And that's when I start having that in my heart, and I decided instead of being solving the problems or be the person who provide the services to solve the problems of these children, I decided to be more on the preventive side,
mm-hmm.
because I thought that it's better to prevent. And I believe that prevention is a real need in these children, in these families, and in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to join the team, and it's been a privilege being part of the team. And more excited is that I notice that I believe that is the 40%, mm-hmm. 40% of the children in the agency are Hispanics.
In Prescott Valley.
In Prescott Valley. 40% of the children are Hispanics. And more interesting to me that they are matched with a cross-race matches.
Mm-hmm.
That means
mm-hmm.
that they are matched a Hispanic child with a Caucasian
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a real passion that these children will be able to assimilate, to integrate in the community, and that one day these children can be part of the community, that they can give back to the community, get involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my passion, and that's my heart, and I'm very glad to be part of this team.
So you are actually, so your office is in Prescott Valley, and you'll be working to not only recruit bigs, though, because that's the essence. You know the children are out there. You know those matches need to be made. Those littles are
yeah.
waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now is trying to find the bigs. And I just have to say the growth and the you opening and the other wonderful things going on in Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters is a testament to Juliana's leadership that I've known for years and years and years and years, and maybe we're not that old, but the fact is I've watched the program become a huge part of which makes the community great,
mm-hmm.
because those kids are being served, those matches are being made, they're being made by leaders in the community, and then again, just folks with time and want to give back. And to reach and we know the Hispanic community, there's a different set culture,
mm-hmm.
and requires, you know, trust and communication. It's
mm-hmm.
a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so having you right in the heart of it is huge. It's huge. We welcome you. We want a mm-hmm. ribbon cutting. I want to love on you a lot to help you feel welcome
you.
And know that, you know, we're all in this together. You know, we run a business community, but businesses are supported by families mm-hmm. and families spending their money and their kids are doing well. Right. It all works together.
Right, right.
You know, I have to thank the community leaders in Prescott Valley that have come together every quarter with me, and Marnie, you're part of that, for our Diversity Council.
Mm.
And it has served the direction of our agency in growing and better meeting the needs of our Native American children and our Hispanic children. And Juan was part of that council as well. But, you know, these are the community leaders in Prescott Valley that are telling me, you know, you need to be here and we have to go about meeting these children in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really helped our growth. And you're a big part of that, Marnie. You bring the business community together to support education. And it's the same model. It's really looking to the people in this community that can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And I think coming together, we're far more powerful. So Juan, can you share a little bit about what our children, our Hispanic children need and how Big Brothers Big Sisters is going to be a part of that?
Sure.
How is it different than all the children? They all have such great need here.
Right, right.
But it's a little different in the Hispanic community.
Yes. The Hispanic community here in Prescott are more in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you will see them probably a certain time of the week, a certain time or a day of the week. And this community, it's very unique and different. And these children face the challenges that they are also are in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are going to be the future of our community, if they are going to be the future of the nation, they need to be part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the challenges that they face is this being out there, knowing and having relationships. If they're in the shadow, they don't have that relationship.
Right.
And I experience growing with a relationship with a mentor, and that made me be here. And my dream is to see one of these littles sitting down in my desk doing it's the same job that I am doing. I was able to graduate from the university. I am continue studying, and not because I am great. No, it's because I had so many mentors in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I want to give back, and I want to see those children that are facing the lack of being out of in the community and be part of the community.
Wow.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh, my gosh. We got Link over there because, you know, that's exactly what we believe. Leave our world a better place because yes. We did something in it.
Yes.
And that's how people can be a part of it and do that in a very simple way with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Only opportunity for matches, couples match, family match, bigs. I
96
mean,
96 kids in Prescott Valley.
Yes.
Are waiting.
How can they help?
Marnie.
How can they do? We're running out of time because I could talk for you 2 hours.
Please call the office, 928-778-5135. Go to our website, azbigs.org. Call the office, ask to talk to Juliana or Juan. Together, we'll make a tremendous difference in the lives of our children, our classrooms, our community. We're working hard in Prescott Valley. It's
you
so
are.
Good to be here.
We are happy
Marnie.
To have you, Juan. We're really happy to have you, and I look forward to connecting you with there's people in business that they have that opportunity, they have that time, they just don't know how to go about it yet.
Yes.
And we'll make those connections over there.
Yes,
so I think we've got super opportunity going on, and you know, you're right in our hometown, and we're just going to love on you to pieces. We already love on Juliana, but we're going to love on you to
Thank
pieces.
You, Marnie.
And, you know, I think you got Link in your hands right now, so, you know, but we can find those and make sure that all our kids are being, the needs are being met, and
yes.
we make, you know, give them the opportunity that they'll be grow up to be successful adults.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we're the defenders of potential. New brand coming out very soon.
Love it!
Yes.
I love it too.
So together, and that's all of our community are defenders of potential.
Oh, amazing, Juliana. Like I said, you guys rock it. We're running out of time. I can't believe it. So we're going to take a short break here. But again, Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sister, Juliana Goswick, who is President and CEO, and Director Juan Garcia, our Prescott Valley Satellite Office. Welcome. I look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
Oh, wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our Cheyenne Spirit Coneflower.
This new native is an exclusive wildflower sure to delight and inspire.
The flowers change from purples to orange, then fade into a Cheyenne sunset.
Leave some of the seed head so that it spreads throughout the garden. Adds winter beauty that also feeds the birds through winter. Just $17.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love exclusive flowers, they love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice was timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. good common sense just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsfamily.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police say a body discovered outside a South Phoenix church is a homicide victim. Sergeant Tommy Thompson says the gruesome find was made this morning just before 6:30 at the LDS Temple near 4100 West Baseline Road. Thompson will only say the victim is a 30-year-old man and police don't have suspect information. The Prescott Unified School District could have its 2019 budget in place.
During its meeting at 5 tonight, the Prescott Unified School District Board will consider the more than $26 million budget, which is up from last year's amount of nearly $24 million. The district is proposing 11% raises for certified teachers and teachers on assignment. Classified employees will receive between a 10 and 20% raise. All other employee groups, such as psychologists and administration, will receive a 5% raise. Interested residents can comment on the budget during a public hearing before the final adoption is considered. The Prescott Unified School District Board meeting will be held in the district office boardroom on Gurley Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks are in Denver. They'll face the Rockies for three games starting tonight with the pregame show at 5 o'clock. The first pitch from Coors Field at 5:40 on KQ&A FM. Widely scattered showers and storms, and some could be severe today through Friday with daily highs around 82 today through Thursday, 86 Friday in the Prescott Quad Cities, overnights in the low 60s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms today through Friday. Highs today through Thursday near 92, up near 97 Friday, waking up to about 70. This news and weather is a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at Federal retailers.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Yeah. And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're still getting used to the new studio here and link signals to Marnie.
Beautiful.
And it's working great, I think. Everybody likes it. Lots of room.
Lots of space.
We're not, you know, clustered elbow to elbow. It's nice. We can fit all four of us in very comfortably. All right, Chamber Spotlight on Business. Joining me first is Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing. Great to have you on the show. I'm doing great,
Thank
too.
Thank you. It's good to be here. It's always good to be here.
It's always good to be here, indeed. You know, especially when you're talking about business.
Correct.
Your business in particular. Let's talk about Badger Roofing. And let me tell you right now, I bet there's some people out there wishing that right now they'd have called you about a month ago.
That's true.
Because they're looking maybe some...
a large volume of calls, as you can imagine. You know, it's interesting, Marnie, because so often our roof system, whatever that is on our home, is something we really don't think about until... it rains, and of course,
it's true.
Unfortunately, these last few months, we haven't had a whole lot of that moisture coming from the sky.
So, right.
But it's being highlighted now. If there's issues with maintenance that needs to be done on a roof, or you know, if there's something that came loose, a flashing that came loose up there in the wind or something like that, those things get highlighted right now
right.
with our monsoon moisture that we're getting. And so we're so grateful for the moisture, but then, you know, homeowners – get a little stressed out.
Yeah.
When you start seeing those wet spots on the ceiling.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is it at this particular point, let's say I noticed it, which I think I do, just between us, have a leak in somewhere. Is it too late to fix it now, or do we have to wait until it's sunny and dries out?
No, we can get it fixed now.
Okay.
We work all through the summer and the monsoon season, of course, and there's absolutely things that can be done, even if it's on a temporary basis.
Sure.
We can come in and evaluate a roof leak issue and get it repaired.
Right.
Like I said, even if it's on a temporary basis, and then come back and do the more permanent repair when it makes sense to do that.
Sure. What's the lifespan on a roof?
Great question. So it depends on the roof system. I'm not dodging the question here,
mm-hmm.
but a typical shingle roof system in our area, you can usually expect about a 15 to 20 year lifespan with normal weather conditions, meaning we're not having a lot of heavy winds or
right.
hailstorms or those type of things. But about 15 to 20 years is typical. A tile roof's going to gain you another maybe 10 to 15 years of lifespan. The key to a tile roof, which a lot of folks don't understand, is the underlayment that's actually underneath the tile. That's what keeps your roof your home dry, I should say.
Right.
That's what protects your home is that underlayment. So a tile roof system, though, usually has a little bit longer lifespan. Of course, a metal roof system
mm-hmm.
Is a much longer lifespan. You can usually expect, you know, 30, 40 years out of a metal roof. Of course, the upfront cost
right.
is going to be significantly higher. And so
right.
a lot of we you know, when we do our home show in
mm-hmm.
the spring, the YCCA home show in the spring, we get a lot of questions
right.
about metal roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we start talking about the cost, you know, a lot of people would love to have a metal roof.
Right.
But sometimes they can be cost prohibitive. But it's
but
a great roof
forever,
system.
Though.
So pretty
for
pretty
a
close.
Long time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 But if the way the homes are being built, let's use Prescott Valley,
mm-hmm.
Granville for an example, because
right.
most of those homes are shingle roofs.
Correct.
And you really have no choice on if you want to go to a tile roof. Usually, I think it's all part of the aesthetic plan
kind of
or whatever it is.
Correct.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the average then would be, I'm just, personally, I want to know, Roger, because my roof is, I've been out there since 2006. The house was built in 2003, and I'm thinking it's about time.
2003, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably getting close to giving you a call.
Give us a call, 771-8770. It's an easy number to remember.
Right.
771-8770, Marty.
And you're always, at the home show.
We are.
It's always great to come out there, but, you know, that's not until May next year. So if you're going to need some roofing needs, whether it's repair, or whether you've got that leak, or whether you just want to start talking that you're now realizing that it's time to maybe get that roof done, and instead of waiting into the spring when everybody's thinking about doing that, it might be better to get it during the fall.
And maintenance is important.
Right.
On any component or system in your home, it's just like your car. You change the oil in your car every 3,000 miles or 5,000 miles, whatever it is. Your roof system needs to have maintenance done.
Got to have some loving care.
It needs to have a little TLC.
That's right.
That's right.
It's like you said, it's something we do forget about until something happens.
That's correct.
So, giving you a call, Roger.
Please do.
Badger Roofing. Website?
BadgerRoofing.net.
BadgerRoofing.net. And your phone number one more time.
771-8770.
Write that down for me. Like, I got to make him a call because I'm thinking I saw some drips. Anyway. Thank you, Roger. Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have this rain, too.
Yes, we are.
All right. Super Daniel Martinez is next. He's with Farmers Insurance Agency, located in North Prescott Valley, as we call it, because it was a wonderful doing the ribbon cutting for you over there. Great location.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Yeah. So let's talk about your insurance agency. What do you insure? Let's talk about your clientele and opportunities in doing business with you.
Yeah. So we insure anything from your auto, home, commercial, which could be your workman's comp, your BOP, your general liability, and also your life insurance.
Wait a minute, you said BOP?
BOP, business operation policy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I probably have one. I just didn't know we called it BOP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bopping your head.
Yes. And what does that cover?
So, you know, when we look at a BOP, we're looking at just not just your liabilities. Some people are just interested in liabilities. We're looking at your equipment. We're looking at your liabilities. We're looking at your profession. You know, we use the example with commercial real estate. Commercial insurance. A lot of times, if you're using your hands, it's different. That may be your liability. When you're using your head or making a suggestion, that's a whole different type of insurance. That's kind of a more professional policy. And so my profession requires me to advise a lot of times.
Right.
And so that advice may get me in trouble if I advise somebody incorrectly, maybe like a lawyer, a doctor.
Right.
And so that requires a different policy. So some BOPs create your general liability, which is your physical stuff. It includes your equipment, whatever stuff you own. And then if you own the building, the structure also. And then lastly, that mental aspect.
Right. You know, I kind of delved in a little bit more into that with you because I know people think of Farmers Insurance, and I do think of home, auto, you know, those things, tangible home stuff. They don't think in necessarily in terms of business, but you've got that whole side of the business that does commercial, that insurance on business operations and liability.
Well, looking at Prescott Valley, we're really grateful for all the businesses coming in. Right?
Yes.
And so there's a lot of new businesses coming in, a lot of new houses. And when people talk about house insurance, we do things a little differently at our agency on the north side of Prescott Valley. What we focus on is making sure we give you a tailor-fit experience. Mm-hmm. So many times do a lot of people get a quote. They get the same questions by different companies. You know, what's your square footage? What type of roof do you have? Flooring and other type of things. And then they spit out a quote. With our agency, we give you a good, better, and best program. So you really dive in and making sure you're insured the way you feel you should be insured.
Right.
You were given the example of Granville. We see the same house maybe multiple times on the same block. But people live differently, and we need to customize their insurance experience to how their lifestyles are. And so we tailor-fit their experience as much as we can for them.
And in many cases, somebody's home, like you said, it's the same house, because models tend to be like that. It's the same house, but somebody may have invested a lot in upgrades, which will change the whole structure of that.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we're in a great time of year right now. People are buying houses, fixing them up, and selling them. But just a general example, I had a guy bought a house for $250,000, put $150,000 worth of repairs into it, and he put it up for sale for close to $625,000.
Wow.
And this is before he was insured through us. But the realtor flipped on a light, didn't work, and the house burned down. Insurance gave him $215,000 for that. He never knew how to insure his improvements. So as we're having these conversations, and we just talked about the home show earlier today too, is that people are looking to make improvements to their houses, but they don't know to insure those improvements. And so those are things that we share with our clients as much as we can to make sure we're guiding them through the process as best as we can.
Wow. And I would have not thought of that because, you know, I have done some upgrades and improvements into my home. It's not the same 2003 Granville home that it, you know, was back then. So yeah, there's granite and a whole lot more involved in it. So just the natural appreciation that it might have gone that the insurance will base on doesn't include everything else because my house might be worth more because I've done other things to it.
Yeah, something
simple. Holy smokes, that's a great point.
Yeah, something simple like carpet, right? Carpet, people love or hate carpet. And so a lot of people remove carpet and they put a different type of flooring. Well, it's not only the cost of the material, but the cost of the labor. So if you look at the labor of tile or wood floors to put down versus carpet, it's a lot less expensive and a lot more labor intensive. And that difference may be not accounted for in your policy if you had carpet originally.
Wow. Okay, Daniel, that's just number one reason why people should give you a call. I mean, you've got, you know your stuff, and you would keep somebody out of trouble maybe not getting that $250,000 check when it should have been six something, you know? That is incredible. That is incredible. So again, business insurance, light on, new, something we didn't know. And then again, the opportunities of working with you and making sure that you're completely covered. Because nothing's better than feeling like you're safe with insurance coverage.
Yeah, we want to be proactive. We don't want to be reactive, right? We don't want to find out what kind of experience you have after the fact.
No.
We don't want to take care of you up front. So if we could ever help you on the north side of Prescott Valley, we're right up.
You serve everybody.
We do.
All over.
The Quad Cities, all through Yuba Pyra, Arizona.
Yeah, there you go. And you want to talk to Daniel Martinez. What is your phone number?
928-499-1076. And you could find us at DanielMartinezAgency.com.
And habla español.
Y si hablamos español.
Yes. Muchas gracias. Agency and Roger Barton, Badger Roofing. Thank you both for joining us. Chamber Spotlight on Business. Boy, time flies again. We'll take a short break, and when it's time to say goodbye today on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Jody Rooney is a conservative Republican we can trust to keep our economy growing and our border secure. Jody Rooney works on the tough issues like the bottleneck on I-17. Her opponent, David Stringer, voted to keep a sexual harasser in office, and his recent racial rant was so terrible, the Republican chairman and Governor Ducey called for his resignation. We need leaders we can trust. Vote for Republican Jody Rooney for the State House. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So glad you joined us today. I was just looking at Link saying, how much time do I have? And she just turned me on. So I said, talk about what's going on. And I got 1 minute to go. But as we said earlier when we started the show, please be safe out there. It is raining and the roads are slick and it's kind of fun to have it, but we want everybody to be safe. So, you know, just slow it up a little bit. Take your time getting somewhere and we can all get there safely. Don't want to hydroplane out somewhere or something like that. A lot of good things. Want to thank the town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation for the great 4th of July celebration we had. It was just a great day and beautiful weather. Had a good time out there. Yes, there wasn't fireworks. There was no fireworks in Yavapai County except over in Cottonwood. And, but they'll be back on, I think it's August the 24th, 24th or 25th. It's that weekend. It's the 40th anniversary pinnacle weekend for the town of Prescott Valley. So they will have fireworks there. They say even bigger and better show. So mark that on your calendars. Meanwhile, we appreciate you joining us for the show. Glad you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Want you to have a great week. Well, Laura Lee and I will be back with us next week. So have a great 2 weeks, and Marnie Yule will be back in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Arizona News Radio, more monsoon storm.